Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Kilala Kol podcast. God willing, the Shabbos will be reading from Parshat Miketz. Parshat Miketz begins by telling us the story of Yosef's meteoric rise to power in the land of Egypt. Yosef, who was sold as a slave by his brothers in last week's Parsha, he becomes the viceroy, the second in command to Paro, and the savior of the land from a terrible famine. Now, as that famine was wreaking havoc across the region, and hearing of the provisions that were available in the land of Egypt, Yaakov sends his sons, except for Binyamin, to acquire food for their family there in the land of Egypt. The Torah tells us in Perek Membet, Pasuk Aleph, Vayari Yaakov ki yesh shever, Yaakov sees that there are provisions, there's food rations in the land of Egypt. And he said to his sons, why do you keep looking at one another? He continues, he says, I hear that there are rations to be had in the land of Egypt. Go down there and procure rations for us there so that we can live and we will not die. Now, the word that's used in these psukim to refer to the food, the rations, the provisions, is the word shever. That's how we translated it. But Chazal, in the Midrash, they find additional meaning in this pasuk by importing other meanings of the word shever. So if you look at the Midrash, this is in Breishit Rabbah, Parshat Miketz, Parshat Sadi Aleph, tells us the following. Vayar Yaakov ki yesh shever b'mitzrayim, ki yesh shever zeh ha-ra'av. First, they note that shever can refer to the ra'av, it can refer to the famine. Yaakov saw the famine that was taking place in the land of Egypt. Now, if the word shever only means rations or provisions or food, that wouldn't make sense. But shever, we know, can also mean destruction. It can mean calamity. So when it says that Yaakov saw shever in Mitzrayim, he saw destruction, when he saw calamity, that's referring to the ongoing famine. But they also noted, Chazal also noted that by switching the punctuation of the letter shin, which is the first letter of that word shever, it can also be transformed into the letter sin. Keep in mind, there's no actual punctuation in the Sefer Torah. So we can read it either way, as shever or as sever. What does sever mean? Sever means hope. Yaakov saw sever. He saw hope in the land of Egypt. What would that refer to? Ki yesh sever ze hasova. That would refer to the surplus. Yaakov saw that there was hope in Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, because of the 7 years of surplus that, as Yosef had predicted, they had preceded the famine, meaning he saw that because of the surplus which was stored up, he knew that there was hope that they would be able to receive food, they would be able to procure rations or provisions to help sustain the family. The Midrash continues, Ki yesh shever b'Yosef hurad mitzrayma. Yaakov also was able to see, perhaps prophetically, that there was shever, there was destruction, there was calamity. In what? In b'Yosef hurad mitzrayma. In Yosef being taken down to Mitzrayim as a slave. But at the same time, Ki yesh sever b'Yosef Hashalit. Yaakov was also able to see prophetically that even though Yosef was taken down to the land of Egypt, there was still sever, there was still hope because he was now the ruler over Mitzrayim and he could help sustain the world and Yaakov's family in specific. Lastly, the Midrash notes that Yaakov saw two perspectives not only on their present circumstances, the famine or the Yosef situation, but he was able to see prophetically that this was the beginning of what was foretold to Avraham Avinu already at the Brit Bein HaBetarim. Ki yesh shever va'avadum ve'inu. What did Yaakov see? He saw the destruction, he saw the calamity of va'avadum. That the Jewish people, they would be enslaved, that they would be afflicted as slaves. But at the same time, ki yesh sever, he was able to see that there was hope. Why? Because the Torah tells us, because Avram was promised that yes, they would be enslaved. Yes, they would be afflicted, but they would eventually leave with great possessions. I'm assuming that's probably referring more to the receiving of the Torah, becoming Hashem's Am Skula, Hashem's treasure nation, much more so than the great material wealth, the spoils that they received from the Egyptians when they left the land or at the banks of the Red Sea. But Yaakov was able to see both the shever, the destruction, as well as the sever, the hope. Now, Rabbi Norman Lamb, writing in 1957, this is an RCA sermon manual, he suggests that Chazal here, they're not just making use of some interesting wordplay. Rather, they're teaching us a fundamental truth of Jewish history. He writes, and I'll quote, he sensed the tragedy of famine, but he knew that the years of plenty preceding them would help his children survive, and that every famine is followed by prosperity. He saw in Egypt the episode of Joseph, starting with the shever of miserable captivity, and ending with the sever of eminence. It is an intensely Jewish quality which our rabbis read into Jacob's vision, the ability to see beyond the crisis and the destruction to the hope and the promise. It's more than seeing the silver lining. It's a matter of seeing through the very cloud to the bright sun shining above, whose warm rays will soon evaporate all clouds. The ability to survive adversity instead of being crushed by it lies in the godly gift of transforming a shin to sin, shever to sever, ruin to hope. Rabbi Lamb here is teaching us that it's important at all times that we hone our vision so that we could always see through every shever, every situation of destruction, lo aleinu, every situation of calamity, challenges, struggles, that we're able to see the sever, we're able to see the hope through it. And he notes that transforming shever to sever, that involves work. That's not easy. As Yaakov says to his sons, Lama titra'u, why are you looking at each other? As if, why are you being so passive? There's work to be done. Rabbi Lam continues, and I'll quote again, furthermore, this capacity for converting shever to sever is not a matter of blind optimism. It's the kind of optimism that requires insight and intuition, not only a profound and mighty faith. And more than that, the transformation of shever to sever requires hard work and sweat and often great sacrifices. It is a way of life, not a way of shielding oneself from the ugly realities of existence. This, says Rabbi Lam, is the vision of Yaakov Avinu. He's able to see shever and he knows that it's going to take work, but ultimately he'll be able to ascertain the sever. Right now it's destruction and calamity, lo aleinu, but ultimately if we work hard, if we do what needs to get done, there is also sever. There is hope at the end of this dark tunnel. This ability is a hallmark of Jewish history and of Jewish faith, that throughout the ages, we know that we've faced many crises. We've faced many destructions, but we've never lost hope and we've never given up. We've always looked for that sever. We've always looked for that silver lining, the hidden light, the divine plan. We've always worked hard. We've been willing to make the sacrifices to overcome our challenges, to fulfill all those destinies, to reach that sever at the end of that dark tunnel. We've always shared that vision of Yaakov and listened to his words of Lama Titra'u. Instead of being paralyzed by fear or despair, we've taken action, we've taken initiative, we've trusted in Hashem's help and in his guidance. Now, we've certainly seen this in the Hanukkah story, which will have just ended as we read Parshat Miketzes here. Seeing an unconscionable shever, a small group of pious warriors, they rise up against a mighty army, and miraculously, with God's help, they defeat that mighty army. The Maccabim, they exemplified the ability to see beyond the crisis and the destruction, and they were able to instead see the hope and the promise, to see through the darkness to the light, to survive oppression instead of being crushed by it. They didn't look at one another in despair. Instead, they fought for their survival. They fought for their identity. They didn't rely on miracles, although they may have benefited from them, but they worked hard and they were willing to make the sacrifices to achieve their goals. They saw the shever, but they could see the sever beyond, and they were willing to do the work in order to get there. We're living in a time of great challenges. I know I've been doing this every single week since Shmini Atzeret, but I'll continue to hammer home the point. We are in a time of great challenge. We are in a time of great shever, of destruction and calamity, lo aleinu, or in the modern Hebrew, mashber, which comes from the same root. It's a time of crisis. The Jewish world has been dealing with much shever since Shemini Atzeret. We don't have to go through all the details again. But in our perspective, that means that yes, there is shever, but there's also sever. There's also hope. There's also opportunities. There's promise at the end here. We face many crises and we face many destructions, but we also see many hopes and many promises. And like Yaakov, like the Maccabim, we have to hone our vision to see beyond that crisis and the destruction, and instead to see the hope and the promise, to see the sever from within the shever, to see through that dark to the light. We have to use this gift from Hashem, as Rabbi Lam says, to transform the shin to the sin, the shever to the sever, from ruin to hope. As Rabbi Lam concludes, each of us in the course of a lifetime is beset by one shever or another. Our rabbis encourage us in such moments. They tell us not to submit to defeat, but to look beyond to sever. And the best way to convert the one into the other, the ruin to the hope, is by listening to the very next words of our father Jacob, Lama Titra'u, why do you look at one another? Just looking about in desperate bewilderment is not going to help. Instead, redu shama, get you down thither. Begin to work and toil, and with faith, sever will come. There has been a call to the Jewish people. There is a time of shever, lo aleinu, but there is sever that we can reach. There is sever that we can get to. Each and every one of us need to look inward and figure out, what is it that I need to do? What is the redu shama? Where do I have to go? What do I have to do in order to make sure that we turn the shever into sever? Each and every one of us are being called upon. What is it that we're going to do? We can't just look around in desperation. We know that there's work to do. Let's make sure that we take advantage. And may Hashem help us to fully and forever transform this shever, this destruction, this calamity, this crisis into the ultimate sever. Shabbat Shalom.